those of you looking for help on eliminating toxins from your life, having more beautiful and productive landscapes and gardens, and especially if you want to learn how to cut your water bill in half, you've come to the right place. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with your host, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan. Some new music there. Welcome, everybody, to this wonderful fall day here in North Texas. I'm in the Dallas, Fort Worth area, actually in Irving, Texas, near DFW Airport. Wherever you are out there, let's talk some gardening. Lines are wide open to start here. We'll chat about a few things before we go to the lines, but it won't be long. So jump on board here at 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. This first hour is brought to you by Munster Milling Company, makers of Munster Natural dog food and cat food. My dogs have really gotten more spoiled by the day. I'm giving them a little gravy of whatever I had for breakfast, and then Judy does kind of a similar thing in the afternoon or the evening meal. And they used to kind of take their time eating it, and now it's all gone, and they're coming back looking for more. In fact, I found Carmen, our big black lab German Shepherd mix, with her head down in the bucket of the food the other day. I forgot to put the lid back on it. But if you haven't tried the Munster Natural I recommend it highly. Their website is munstermilling.com, and it's the German spelling, M-U-E-N-S-T-E-R. Munster, Texas is where the manufacturing facility is. Continuing to have some good reports from the SPCA here in Dallas that we try to help. From last week, Reese's was adopted, and he was a cutie. He was a little bit of an elderly little guy, and he's got a new home. So thanks for that. This week, it's Speedy. Speedy looks a little bit like our Carmen, as a matter of fact. Maybe a little bit smaller. Yeah, quite a bit smaller. 75 pounds. Our Carmen's about 100. When we got her, she was close to 110. She's still over 100, but she's slimmed up a little bit. Speedy is a five-year-old 75-pound Labrador mix in no short supply of happiness or spunk. He's ready to be your new best friend. He's been at the SPCA of Texas since September the 10th. His previous owner passed away. If you're looking for some extra joy in your life, Speedy's your guy. He can turn any frown upside down. Doesn't take much to keep him smiling. Take him for a walk. Some of his begging strips. That must be a brand name that I'm not familiar with. His favorite treat. And anyway, he's house trained. After living in a shelter, it might take him a couple of weeks to remember all of his house training in his new adoptive home. I give you a little bit of a warning there. Speedy's been neutered, microchipped, heartworm tested. He's negative, and he's received his age-appropriate vaccination. So check him out. His picture's on our website on dirtdoctor.com, and he looks like a good one from several standpoints. My tea this morning, a combination of two of my base teas, yerba mate, and which is a Yopan holly variety base tea that has a little bit of caffeine in it, and then the other is ginger. And ginger I take as a tea, and also cut up fresh ginger roots and chew pieces during the week. Real good antioxidant, good for your health and a lot of things. Good taste, nice sharp hot taste. Be careful the first time you try chewing a full fresh piece. It'll get your attention. Let's see here. We've got a couple of topics to get into a little bit before we go to the phone lines. One is we've got a pest that popped up this week in our garden. And when I was visiting with Bob Webster on his show in San Antonio yesterday, I had tuned in, was listening online before I went on, and one of his listeners brought up the same subject, green loopers on cabbage, kale, broccoli, cauliflower, things like that. I walked out. I hadn't been in the garden for several days, and we've had some rain, as you know, if you live around here, and noticed holes in some of the leaves. And I said, shoot, I hadn't been paying any attention. And lo and behold, on the backside of the leaves were these green caterpillars about an inch long, looping, thus the name loopers. And apparently they're out there. Several of you have had the issue. BT is the organic spray for controlling them. Don't spray BT all over the place. It's bad for butterflies. It kills Lepidoptera insects, and that means butterflies and moths. But it's extremely effective on loopers. Some people also will use spinosad, and the same warning there. Don't spray it all over the place, just right on the plants that have the problem with the green caterpillars eating the foliage, because it'll hurt honeybees, and we're having enough trouble with our honeybees. We just I brought it up. I told you it was about to happen, I think, last week. We just had a big swarm removed at our house, and we had to kill them. I couldn't get anybody to save them because they were crossed. They were crossed with Africanized bees, apparently, because they were very aggressive. And when that's the case, they're dangerous, and they had to be removed, EcoSafe. So, several of you have called me and asked who does that. EcoSafe, who is one of our sponsors and has supported us for a long time, they've got a fellow that specializes in it here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. If you have the same situation in some other part of Texas or some other part of the country, just call your pest control companies, hopefully a company that uses the natural organic techniques as much as possible, and you can have them removed if it is necessary. If they're good, you know, honeybees and not aggressive and trying to hurt everybody that gets anywhere near them, they should certainly be moved and saved, and the honey saved and all that kind of thing. But if you can't do it, you have to make the step to kill them. I hated to have to do it, but we did in our case. And I've had some of my buddies that I've talked to have them show up around as well, and several people have called on the show. The two deaths that happened over in Fort Worth, you may have heard me talking about it, terrible thing. It was the same deal, Africanized bees, probably crossed with our Europeans, and to say that they're aggressive and dangerous is an understatement. I mean, two people in Fort Worth were killed and some horses over there. So it's a serious thing, and you need to get somebody in that knows what they're talking about to help you. The beekeepers are staying away from them because of the issues that I went through there. Let's see what else is showing up out there. I had some pictures, and we put them on Facebook. You can check Facebook for some of these interesting things. Somebody sent in photographs of insects on bur oak, and we're asking whether it was beneficials or pests. And there were some of the pictures you'll see on my Facebook. You can go to the Dirt Dr. Howard Garrett to get to the Facebook page. But the terminal leaves, the youngest growth was all gnarled and curled. And then there were orange, strange-looking insects on the leaves not too far away as well. Well, the bad news was the crinkled leaves were aphids. The good news was that the colorful, larger insects were various stages of lady beetles. Pupae connected to the leaves, and then the little alligators running around, of course, of the larvae, and then some adults there too. If you see the lady beetles on a plant that has some aphids or lace bugs or, you know, whatever kind of pest that's hurting the plant, you might want to just stand back and not even spray organic pesticides and let the insects take care of business. A lot of times there'll be enough stress during periods like this when the weather's changing for there to be weather-changing stress in the plant. And it's very temporary. And first of all, it might just go away without even seeing a lot of beneficials around. But oftentimes you can look closely and you'll see green lacewing larvae, which are smaller little alligator-looking insects crawling around on the leaves, or the larger ones, which are the lady beetles, and they're going to clean up the aphid situation for you. Another question that came up, another subject that came up on Bob's show when we were visiting yesterday was seed. We were talking about still good time, great time for planting a lot of cool season things from seed and transplants. And some of the seed that you will find, especially the bulk seed and things that come from feed stores and farm stores and things like that, will have this strange pink color all over the seed. Well, that's a problem. That's a fungicide, and it's a very nasty fungicide. And there's a couple of ways you can go there, especially related to treating with beneficial microbes. Let me take this break, and we'll talk about that just a little bit, a couple of other brief things, and then we'll get to the phones. Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478. Crazy water is so good, and it's good for you. It's crazy. Deep underground, Mother Nature infuses crazy water with lots of all-natural minerals, so your body absorbs them naturally. Other mineral waters come from some factory somewhere and add synthetic minerals, also made in some factory somewhere. Well, of course, your body doesn't absorb those very well. If you can't make it out to Mineral Wells, Texas, you can get all the crazy water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Crazy water, so good, it's crazy.
Join the Organic Club of America to receive wonderful member benefits and the opportunity to get gifts such as Garrett Juice Pro, Munster Pet Products, Crazy Water, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, BioSI, Howard Garrett Books, and more. Every new membership will receive a gift of Dr. O'Hara's Skin Lotion and Inland Sea Oat Seeds from Howard's Garden. Join today by going to DirtDoctor.com and clicking on the Organic Club of America logo. Don't miss out on these free gifts. Join now by going to DirtDoctor.com.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So, keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative to overall health and well-being. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking probiotics, the friendly bacteria that fight off the bad bugs that can cause digestive problems and break down your immune system. Dr. O'Hara's exclusive probiotic formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula that provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 20 years of scientific research and centuries-old wisdom, daily use of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will revolutionize your family healthcare strategy. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years, and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water. A lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. Just before we go to the phones, just real quickly, this is your last day for something that's a pretty cool thing for those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Last day of the great State Fair of Texas. And I've already been, Judy's been out of town, and she's going out with some friends today, and it's the absolute last time you can see the bird show that's been there 25 years today. It's Steve Martin is his name, and he's retiring. They're going to have another bird show, some other kind of bird show, and I think he's helped set it up somehow through the Dallas Zoo. But Steve's going on to other things. He's going to write a book, and he's going to continue his consulting and all that. But the show is just spectacular this year. They cut out some of the really silly things, which I missed a little bit, but the birds are all still there. One of the owls that they have that flies right over you, and if you get a chance, sit right in the middle of the stands, and the big birds will fly so close to you that they'll almost hit you with their feet they're dragging along. But the big owl is wonderful, and then they have an eagle that's a really bizarre-looking, beautiful eagle with a blonde hairdo that sticks straight up. And then the biggest bird they have is a stork, and it is the biggest bird you've ever seen in your life. Flies right over you, and a lot of good stuff. Recommend if you get a chance. This is your last opportunity to see these guys today. And I didn't really know that. I kind of missed the announcement of it in the paper, and I only learned about it recently. The other thing we talked about briefly that people are asking me about on Facebook a little bit is comfrey. I mentioned that if you have a wart somewhere, especially one that gets rubbed and, you know, gets irritated from time to time, but any wart really, you can put the juice from comfrey plants, the stems or the leaves. You can puree it and get the you can cook it and have a tea, but the fresh juice right out of the stems of comfrey, the herb called comfrey, C-O-M-F-R-E-Y, comfrey, put on warts, put on a Band-Aid so you keep the moisture there on it, will melt them away. Works very well. Don't take comfrey internally, but using topically, it's a good thing to do. And I think, the other thing is, I should mention to you, Tropical John was going to be on today, but he had a little issue a couple days ago. He had a little appendicitis problem and had to have it removed. Apparently, hadn't ruptured, but was doing some bad things. So I don't know if he'll feel good enough to call in today and fill us in or not, but he'll be back with us sometime shortly. So got some other things to talk about, and we'll work them in as we go. But right now we're going to go to the phone. There is one open line at 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Wayne in Fort Worth, first up this morning. Hello, Wayne.
Good morning, Howard. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Say, I heard you speak on one of your short messages on the radio about the benefits of using coconut oil. I wonder if you could elaborate on that a little bit more.
Sure. We've talked about it a fair amount on the show, and we've written a newsletter about it. I guess that might be the first thing I'd recommend to you, Wayne, is go into our archives on the dirtdoctor.com into the newsletters. And we've written at least one newsletter, maybe more than that, on it. How my interest got piqued on coconut oil was a story about a lady doctor, and she had, it was either her husband or her father, I think it was her father, had Alzheimer's. And the Alzheimer's was in a fairly advanced stage. And she got the tip, got the idea from somebody. I don't remember where it came from for her to get it. But she started giving this Alzheimer's patient like a tablespoon of that amount may not be exactly right. The story's out there. You can do a web search and find it. But she was giving something like a spoonful of good quality organic cold-pressed coconut oil a day. And his, you know, one of the ways that they check for Alzheimer's is they get you to draw real simple pictures. You know, I think in his case, the face of a clock. And after being on the coconut oil for not that long a period of time, he was drawing a face of a clock that looked like a clock. Before that, it was just kind of, you know, bizarre lines all over the place. And he really made significant improvement. Well, after I read that, I was talking to Judy, my wife, about it one day, and she works with some octogenarian and older people at church, and one of them had Parkinson's disease, and she got them to start taking it, and they showed some improvement in a fairly short period of time. Long story to get to your question, but coconut oil, even though the major health organizations do not recommend it. They don't recommend it because it's a saturated fat. But the truth is, saturated fats are good for you if they're the right kind of saturated fats, and they're the most healthy food in a lot of ways there is. They provide the essential fatty acids, the proper ones in the proper proportions, and are just awfully good for you in all kinds of ways. I cook my eggs in the morning with it. I use it in drinks and various things. I take a fair amount of it every day myself, and it's far, far better than just about any oil, any fat you can use.
Okay, well, that sounds interesting.
Did you have something else? I'm going to need to break here real quick. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, and we'll talk to other people when we get back. Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Raymond could bring heavy rain and the threat of flooding and mudslides to parts of Mexico's Pacific coast in the coming days. Forecasters expect it to become a hurricane in the next 48 hours. The focus of firefighters in Australia today is a major blaze near the town of Lithgow that stretches along a 190-mile front. At the same time, officials say high temperatures and high winds are going to be a problem. One of the unions on strike against Bay Area Rapid Transit says its members will suspend picketing today out of respect for two track workers killed by a BART train that was returning for maintenance last night. And same-sex marriage becomes the law of New Jersey beginning tomorrow morning. Some last-minute weddings planned by after the state Supreme Court last week refused to delay a lower court order will be held at midnight tonight. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159. That's 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159.
With us for sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Boston Red Sox are going to the World Series for the third time in 10 seasons. Shane Victorino launched a go-ahead grand slam at the bottom of the seventh to lift the Red Sox past the Detroit Tigers 5-2 in Game 6 of the ALCS. Red Sox manager John Farrell.
This series had a little bit of everything. Dramatic comeback wins, unbelievable starting pitching, particularly on their part. Tonight, we finally broke through on Scherzer, who's been so dominant against us. You couldn't have asked for a better series.
Tigers right fielder Torii Hunter.
It's a disappointment. We're a good team, and we just couldn't get the job done. You know, we made a couple mistakes, and they capitalized on them.
Next up for the Red Sox are the St. Louis Cardinals, who won the National League pennant by crushing the Dodgers 9-0 Friday night. The Cards and Red Sox have met three times in the World Series, with both Sox sweeping the last meeting in 2004 after the Redbirds beat Boston in seven-game sets in 1946 and 67. This is Esser in Sports. Phoenix goaltender Mike Smith turned back 31 shots and scored his first NHL goal with 0.1 seconds left to complete a 5-2 win over the Red Wings. Smith had just made a glove stop before he dropped the puck in the crease and fired it into the empty net, barely beating the buzzer. New Jersey finally has their first victory of the season, 4-0 over the New York Rangers. Chicago's three-goal second period gave them a 3-1 win over Toronto. Alex Ovechkin notched his seventh goal of the season as Washington beat Columbus 4-1. It was Edmonton 3-1 over Ottawa, Boston 5, Tampa Bay 0, Carolina 4, the New York Islanders 3, Colorado 4, Buffalo 2, Nashville 2-1 over Montreal, San Jose 6, Calgary 3, Los Angeles 5, Dallas 2, a pair of shootout winners, Pittsburgh 4, Vancouver 3, Florida 2-1 over Minnesota. Qualifying for today's NASCAR Sprint Cup race at Talladega Super Speedway was rained out yesterday. Series leader Matt Kenseth will start for the 12th spot. He leads the Sprint Cup standings by 4 points over Jimmy Johnson, who will begin the race alongside Kenseth in the sixth row. With us for In Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I forgot to finish my discussion about the pink poison on the seed, which I'll do, but Kathy's been holding a long time. Let's talk to her first. Kathy in Greenville. Hi, Kathy. Kathy, are you there?
Now I am.
Hey, how was
it? We got lost there for a minute.
What's going on?
I have got two really old pear trees. Used to pick fruit from them when my kids were small and canned it and made preserves and what have you. And yesterday I was out looking at these trees, figured they would be dead. You know, they're so old because this is over 50 years ago. And found they were blooming. And at the top, instead of having real fruit, they had these little cherry-sized fruits. Wondered, is there any way to bring those back, those trees back?
Well, there's a couple of possibilities here. The stress of an old tree is not necessarily a killer. Our friend Tony Manassari and his wife have two old trees that are so old the inside's completely gone. There's just kind of an outside crescent shell of the trunk on them. They're really old, and they produce tremendous fruit and a lot of it every year. Of course, they've done, you know, the sick tree treatment kind of stuff and the organic program and all that. I assume you're doing the same.
No, actually, these I haven't had access to these trees in years.
So okay,
I was
good.
Checking them out, and they're in a hay field. They've had no care. They've just, you know, been off to themselves all these years, and they don't have any cattle around them or anything, you know, to do any damage to them. They're just old.
All right. Well, what we'll do is what they did, and that is mow down any tall stuff around the trees first, and then right now is a perfect time to start your version of a sick tree treatment for the trees, and these fruit may be bigger next time. The only reason that they wouldn't have any chance of ever being big is if they are part of a root sprout that came up and is not part of the tree that had, you know, the good, healthy, big fruit. If it's coming up from the root, from the roots, it'll have just little ornamental fruit like a Bradford pear forever. But assuming that that's not the case, mow everything down and then aerate the area, poke holes in the ground with some kind of aerator or by hand or whatever you can do, and start putting out the amendments that we use for bed preparation, compost, rock powders, and sugars, and drench and spray with the Garrett juice mixture. And if it's not root sprouts, if it is the true, you know, tree that produced fruit in the past.
There's two of them, and they do have some of the little saplings that have come up around them, but the originals are there.
Okay.
These trees are, they're tall. They're 30, 40 feet tall.
Well, that's great. I bet you can bring them back into production. I would cut away any of those sprouts that are coming up from the base.
Yes.
And just work, you know, with the old part of the tree and do the sick tree. After you've done all the amendments to the soil, get some shredded tree trimmings from a, you know, a tree care company around. They'll probably for free just dump you a load or two on the property and mulch way out beyond the drip line. At least twice as far as the drip line, the canopy is wide, with the mulch. Don't pile any up on the flare at all. If the flare's covered, get it uncovered. That's the first step I should have mentioned of the sick tree treatment.
I didn't check that out. It's possible that it has over the years just washed in around.
Sure, it's very possible, and that's your first step. That's the first thing to do, and this would be a perfect time to do it because you get a flush of root growth, see, in the fall. And then a little bit of root growth through the winter, and then these organic amendments feeding the root zone by next spring, and it starts to grow, and then into that the next season, you may have some good production right away.
I was curious why they're blooming now.
I saw some other plants blooming the other day. It's just a weather thing. When it's cool and then warms up again, you know, you have roller coaster weather like we often have, it'll fool plants. I saw a flowering peach or some kind of a fruit tree near my house in full bloom just a couple of days ago. That's going to happen from time to time. It tends to be an indication of some stress in the tree, and the tree's confused, but it generally is, one, nothing you can do about it, and it probably won't hurt anything at all.
Well, I certainly thank you.
Take some pictures now, so we'll have some real nice before and after pictures, okay?
They're rugged looking right now.
That's great. That's what we would like to see.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, back to the, and then we'll get back to the phone lines, but let me do this. The pink poison on seed. I first ran into this when I was trying to plant sugar beets. I love sugar beet greens. Malcolm Beck taught me about that years ago. It's one, I like any kind of greens, turnip greens, collard greens, all of them. But the greens from sugar beets are my favorite. They're just absolutely delicious. They're a little bit like a tender kale, I guess, and have the flavor of several different greens, but really, really good. So, and easy to grow. Sugar beets are very easy to grow from seed. But most of the seed you get will have that pink stuff on the seed. Terrible, toxic stuff that ought to, you know, not be used, but it is. And it is a fungicide. Well, what came up on Bob's show was, should you treat those seeds? One of his callers had some of the treated seed and wanted to treat the seed with mycorrhizal fungus. And Bob correctly told him that it wouldn't be a good idea because the fungicide that's in the pink stuff would kill the mycorrhizae. And he went on to talk about the fact that he doesn't recommend treating seed with mycorrhizae anyway, that there has to be roots. And he and I debated that a little bit. I think that if they're untreated, it's probably beneficial. We're going to have, he and I both will probably have Mike Amaranthus, you know, who's the most knowledgeable person about mycorrhizae in the world, on our shows as soon. I was going to try to call him yesterday and didn't get around to it, but we'll try to have Mike on sometime soon and talk about that specific subject. I do agree that if you have the pink seed, you need to plant the seed if you're going to use it. And sometimes it's the only way you can get some plant that you want. Get the seedlings up and growing before you put the mycorrhizal fungus product on, like a BioSI or whatever, you know, Garrett Juice Pro or whatever you're using, rather than treating the seed itself. Treating with Garrett Juice Pro might be okay because you're going to get the benefit of the nutrients and the vinegar and the other things in there. But that pink stuff will probably kill the life in those in the beneficial organism part of those products. You just wait until the roots are growing out from that. There might still be a little bit of damage, but it won't be near as much as just trying to treat the pink seed. And whenever you get a chance to complain to somebody if they're selling seed that way, please do, because we need to get away from that. Let's see who's next. It's Rick in Sulphur Springs. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Howard, how are you doing?
Doing great. What's going on there?
Well, I got a big old oak tree in my front yard, and I want to keep it in good shape, but I noticed it does not have an exposed root flare. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to do it right. And I've been on your website and I've seen pictures, but I haven't seen any definitive answers of what's the appropriate diameter. How far out do you go? How deep do you go? Like, maybe there's a guide where you expose the root flare by half, or can you give me some guidelines on that?
There's not any dimensional guidelines, Rick. There's just subjective guidelines, because every tree is going to be different. It depends on how deep the tree is in the ground. It depends on the variety. That'll all have an effect on how big the flare is. The answer to your question is you take off as much soil and mulch as you need to take off. And it doesn't matter how deep it is or how wide it gets. You can't go too wide. You can't go too deep if it needs to be done to expose the flare. And the flare is, as you probably know by now, if you've looked at our website and everything, it's part of the trunk. It's not part of the root system. It appears to be part of the roots to a lot of people, but it's not. It is bark tissue. And that's why we need to get it exposed to air like it's supposed to be. And when it's exposed properly, it'll be moving laterally and you'll be able to step on it. So the answer to your question is, take off as much soil as you need to take off.
Okay. Now, can you use a general guideline that, like, say, you expose, let's say, for example, you have a root diameter, just pick a, let's say, 3 inches.
Okay.
Would you only expose the first half, or you go a little further, or what?
The first half of what?
Like, for example, if it's a 3-inch diameter.
Right.
Take it down to halfway, which would be inch and a half, or would it be better to go a little deeper and give it more air?
Again, there's no answer to that because of this. That tree, a 3-inch caliper tree, when it was planted.
No. Not that's not the trunk. That's the root size. This is a huge tree.
Well, again, it doesn't matter how big the roots are. We uncovered, you know, hundreds and hundreds of year old pecan tree, and we uncovered some flares there that are, you know, as big as the trunk of your body, you know.
So as long as you see most of the top, it's okay, right?
Well, you can. I'm just not sure what you're asking. Are you saying that you're worried you could overexpose?
Well, that's possible. You know, I want to get it. I want to do the most good that I can. I don't want to do any harm either.
I've seen one case where somebody sent me a picture and it looked like they had gone farther than they needed to. It's usually the other way around. When you expose the flares that are going out laterally, that are again right, part of the trunk, if about half of the flare, half of that is exposed to air, I guess that's a fairly good guideline. If you just see the top of it, you probably need to take just a little bit more off. If you'll look at the pictures on my website of my ginkgo and my live oak that I exposed them the first time to a point I thought was enough, And then I got a little smarter, and I went back in, and more tree helped me expose them dramatically. And we uncovered them so much you can almost, you know, see that the whole flare exposed to the air. So, again, that's trunk, that's bark tissue, so you can't really overexpose them.
Well, that's a good guideline. Now I want to paint a small picture, and I know you don't have any specifics, but let's say this is a 120-year-old oak tree, which I believe it is, and it's got like a 3-foot diameter trunk.
All right.
I'm gonna guess I don't want to go any further than 4 feet out from the base of the trunk, right?
My ginkgo, the excavated area is probably 8 or 9 feet in diameter. So it just depends.
Really?
Yeah, it just depends on what you run into. Let me put you on hold. We've got to take a break. I'll chat with you just a minute more. It's a subjective thing. Do what you have to do. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, be right back.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com.
Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
There's a new version of Garrett Juice coming onto the market. It's Garrett Juice Pro. And if you're a contractor, golf course superintendent, small farm, or growing operation, then these products are designed specifically for you. Green Industries is the manufacturer. It consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There's also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. To learn more or to order, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com.
Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. New from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil. The richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Your pets are very special and their diet is important. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I recommend Munster Natural dog food and cat food. That's what my dogs get. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are important to me. Munster Natural contains no toxic preservatives and does have the highest quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so the choice is yours. Munster Natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website, munstermilling.com, about how to get the product in your area and make your dogs and cats happier and healthier. It's Munster Natural.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. I spoke with Rick a little bit more off the air, and two things that probably everybody would want to hear. He was asking... He said he realized that the air spade is the best way to go, have a tree care company use an air spade to expose flares, but could you do it yourself somehow? Could you make your own air spade? Problem with making an air spade is that the compressor is the big part of it, the expensive part. You know, there's no way to make a compressor. You'd have to rent or buy one of those anyway. That's the expensive part. The nozzle and the hose is only $1,200 or something like that. It's not the expensive part. The compressor is, you know, the $5,000 to $20,000, or you got to rent it or do something else. So he was asking if there's some other way you could do it, and we talked about, yeah, two ways that you can go as a homeowner and do the work. And a lot of homeowners do it themselves. One of the biggest trees done in Texas was a bur oak down in Waco that people uncovered, took 8 feet of soil off of the and that's another example of, you know, how much do you take off, how deep do you go, and how wide do you go. It just depends on the situation. This tree had been buried by a new lot development, but the power washer is one way to go, and we've used it at the office, and it works. You got to be careful not to get the nozzle too close to the roots and do damage, and it makes a mess, obviously, because you're blowing water all over the place. So that is one way to go, with a big caveat that you got to really be careful in using it. And then the other thing he asked about, and it's something I've specifically done, and use a stiff brush. I bought from Gecko Hardware's where I got it. It's a horse brush. I'm sure any feed store, farm store out there has some version of it. It's a big oval brush with a strap for your hand and stiff, real stiff bristles that are about 2.5 inches long, I guess. And it works great to brush the soil out from around the flare. The only time it doesn't work is if the soil's too dry or too sopping wet. It's got to be moist and friable, and then you can knock it out pretty easily with that a hand tool like that. Let's see, something else. go back to the phones. That's what else. Norman in Quinlan, Texas. Hey, Norman.
Howdy. Just wanting to talk a little bit politics on GMOs and such.
Okay.
I'm one of those that kind of gets email from different, I hesitate to think of them as nut groups, but they have the same interest I do. It's sort of like I went to this survivalist thing convention, and everyone looked so normal. I couldn't understand that. But main thing is on our senators. Emailed a flash thing to Ted Cruz, and he came back that, our state can regulate the labeling of products, that GMO.
Good.
Then another one to John Corning.
And was he in favor of that? I'm curious.
He didn't say positive or negative. His seemed like, why is everyone down on me on this? So I don't really know him.
Okay.
I have more information from an email received from John Cornyn.
I was going to say, he's probably all for GMOs, isn't he?
Well, he, thanked us for contacting him. And he says, the United States enjoys the safest and most plentiful food supply in the world. Key to our successes are production and safety processes rooted in sound scientific practices. Multiple federal agencies play a role in the development, production, and marketing stages of the entire U.S. food supply, whether traditional or GM foods. Before planting, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, must review and approve all GM crop varieties, subject to further examination by the Environmental Protection Agency.
Yeah, that's all boilerplate stuff. I had dinner with him years ago before he became such a big shot, and nice guy. I really enjoyed visiting with him and everything. But I could tell at that point he was really on the side of whatever the universities say and whatever, Big Ag is doing. But the fact, this comment that he tried to make there that, the USDA and the feds are really looking at all this. They're not looking at anything. They don't look at one thing related to GMOs. They take the information that they get from the manufacturers is the only thing that they do. They have no clue whether GMOs, are hurting people or hurting the soil, which they are in both cases, or not. So Cornyn, he's been kind of in that camp a long way. That's why I was interested in Ted Cruz, maybe was being a little more open-minded about that, but we'll see, I guess.
Well, it's one of those things we need to educate them. Now, Ted has some time before he comes up for office again.
Yeah.
But John is, I guess, this coming election, he's up. Now, he probably can't be beat, but if we can find whoever runs against him in the primaries and get them to use that technique. The same way Rick Donaldson running for the state agriculture.
We need to help those people, but they don't have a lot of chance. We just have to keep hammering away, Norman. I'm going to have to go, but you're thinking just stay on top of them. We'll try to get some of these guys to change their mind and come up with some common
sense.
Everybody
go for it.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, next hour coming up. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. Our website's dirtdoctor.com, and Facebook is The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.